神是最伟大的重建者。
And the very first point, we say that God is the greatest rebuilder.
昨天我们讲这个以西结异象的时候，也说到所有的复兴是神发起的。
And yesterday, we also said that at the beginning of every revival, it is God who initiates.
神在36章就已经应许他们复兴要临到他们。
In Ezekiel chapter 36, God already promised that the revival is going to come.
但是这个复兴骸骨复活成为军队发生之前，神的百姓需要先被神洁净。
But before this revival, before this, these dry bones would be a living army, the people of God needs to be cleansed by God.
我这个人需要被神清水洗净。
And the people needs to be sprinkled or at least cleaned with fresh or fresh water.
要除去所有的污秽，除去一切的偶像。
And to be cleansed of all filthiness and from all their idols.
讲到我们的生命需要被洁净，生活需要被洁净，我们的侍奉需要被洁净。
Our nature, our life, and our services, they all need to be cleansed and sanctified.
所以神是一个伟大的复兴者，是一个伟大的重建者。
And again, when we say God, He is the greatest rebuilder.
这座有根基的城市，神所经营、所建造的。
The city with the foundation, God Himself is the builder.
但是我们需要在主的面前先悔改，先真正的愿意来归向他。
And I say again, we need to truly come before the presence of God and repent before Him.
只有神在那样子了解我们的本相、我们的败坏、我们的软弱，他还肯来恢复我们。
God is the only one who truly knows who we are, all of our failures.And yet he still comes to rebuild and restore us.
而且也只有他能够来恢复我们。
And he is also the only one that is able.
所以一个属灵的前辈他开玩笑说，他说如果神早知道我这么坏，他大概不敢拣选我。
And there was a mature Christian that once jokingly said, if God knew how bad I was, he probably would not have chosen me.
我说他是在开玩笑说的，因为他知道神早知道他这么坏。
And I know he was joking because he knew that God already knows that how bad he was.
我跟你说哈，我们自己坏到什么程度自己都不知道。
I'll tell you, we ourselves sometimes don't even know how bad we are.
你如果现在已经很讨厌自己了，我告诉你，还有更多未开发的肉体。
I will tell you, if you're sick of yourself today, I will tell you there's still a lot of flesh in you that you haven't discovered yet.
一辈子我们不仅对天有新的发现，对自己也有新的发现。
Our entire lifetimes, we continue to discover the heavenly things, and we continue to discover who we are.
我怎么会这么坏
？Oh my goodness, how bad I am！
翻译的太好了，怎么会这么糟糕
？How could I be so bad？
我怎么会这么狡猾，这么虚假
？How could I be so trickery？ How could I be so false？
甚至我怎么会这么卑贱，这么污秽
？How could I be so filthy and so low？
弟兄姊妹，我不是开玩笑讲的，我们一直在对自己有新的发现。
Sister, I'm not joking when I say these things. I continue to discover who I am.
只有这位伟大的神。完全了解我们多糟，但是还愿意来重建我们，只有他能够重建我们。
Only this awesome God, when He knows who we really are, yet He is the only one who is able to rebuild us.
所以接下来就讲到，既然知道神的心意是那座伟大的城，而他愿意来重建我们。
And then when we come to recognize and know that the heart of God is concerning this great city, and He wants to come and build the city.
接下来都是讲到我们怎么回应，就决定了我们这个人属灵的价值和结局。
And then we have to come and look at how we respond to the heart of God. It will determine the very outcome of what we will be.
跟昨天晚上一模一样。
It's just like last night.
神可以让骸骨复活。
God is fully able to allow these dry bones to come to life.
但是如果先知是用不信来回应神的话。
But if the prophet responded to God with unbelief.
不是说神就不能使骸骨复活，而是神就不做了。
It is not that God cannot raise the dry bones to life; it's that God just will not do it then.
我们就成为神伟大工作祝福的一个限制。
Then we become a limitation to the very purpose and the will of God of what He wants to accomplish.
直到神再找到一个器皿。
Until God finds another vessel.
你不要以为我随便说。
Don't think that I say these words casually.
扫罗带着这么多的军队被哥利亚。羞辱了四十天。
Saul with a great army standing before the army of the Philistines in the presence of Goliath.
扫罗的神跟大卫的神一模一样。
And he was shamed for 40 days. He believed the same God that David believed in.
所以当扫罗不行的时候，神把大卫从伯利恒的野地拿出来。放在哥利亚面前一站，哥利亚就倒了。
So when Saul was unable to do it, God picked David out of the wilderness of Bethlehem and stood him before Goliath, and he fell.
所以我为着今天所有听这篇信息的人，我们都要有一个挑战，到我到底如何回应神今天对我说的话。
So it is a challenge for every one of us who are listening in right now. How will you respond to the heart of God?
尼希米在这里说，来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
And Nehemiah says, come, let us come and rebuild the city walls, lest we are, continue in our reproach.
太伟大的一句话。
This is such a great, an outcry.